أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترجف الراجفة تتبعها الرادفة قلوب يومئذ واجفة أبصارها خاشعة. The beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala took five qasafs of the malaika, the various work they do. Those malaika who will extract the arwah, the ruh of the non-believers, the kuffar, and in a very, very severe and harsh way, they will go into them and pull it out. One of the reasons is the kuffar will see at that time what they're facing in front, and they just won't want to, the ruh won't want to come out to face it. But the malaika, there is no choice, they will pull that ruh out. And then those malaika who will pull out, take out the ruh of the believers in a very, very nice, comfortable way. And then how they will fly with that and go to Allah Ta'ala and race with each other, that each one will want to present the good ruh to Allah Ta'ala. And then those malaika whom Allah has put in control of the various things which are not answerable to Allah Ta'ala, but who perform their duties 100% in conformity with the laws of Allah Ta'ala, like the sun, the moon, the rains, etc. All these are 100% and they don't have to answer. For us human beings and jinnat, Allah has given us His commandments and a choice. If we don't want to do it, it's up to us. But then we have to face the consequences and we will be answerable to Allah Ta'ala. Now after taking these five qasams, then what is called the jawabi qasam, the reason why the qasam was taken, Allah Ta'ala explains that, and to highlight it how important that is, that is why these five qasams were taken by Allah Ta'ala Himself in the Quran Sharif. This should be enough to jolt us into understanding how important the day of Qiyamah is and what a day it will be. Not just that we remain totally unmindful of it. Yawma tarjufu rajifa, jis din kaampne wali, the day that it will convulse, the convulsing thing, the day the thing that has to shake will shake terribly, that is the earth will be shaken very, very terribly, like sometimes a dynamite is put into a little place, a rock, in order to blow it up. On that day this rajifa that will come, that will completely destroy the whole world. And the mountains which are so solid, which we see, and so high the mountains, but the mountain tops, the mountains will fly like cotton wool in the air, and that will be enough to put man into a complete state of shock, and he will be wondering that what is happening here, and the earth will be shaking at the same time. The earth won't stay on its place, mountains will be flying like cotton wool in the air. تَتْبَعُهَا الرَّادِفَةَ, uske piche aaye dusri, and be after that there will be others, like we have today an earthquake, and then we have the aftershocks after that again. So there will be continuous aftershocks also. A person won't get over one also, and another one will come. One way it will come. And this was so present in the mind of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is completely free of all this and won't suffer any of these things at all. He is that great, honorable, beloved personality whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed in every way. But every night, when two-thirds of the night would pass, presently according to our times, about 2 o'clock, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would announce and say to all that the rajifa has come and the radifa has come. Rajifa, the first blowing of the horn for the day of Qiyamah to come in. That is when everything will be destroyed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was so present in his mind, he said it has come already. Like a person fears a certain event that is going to take place, he worries about it all the time. And he says it has been followed by Radifa. The aftershocks, it has been followed. Oh people, get up, remember Allah Ta'ala, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So this is like a person who is greatly distressed and deeply concerned. Therefore it comes in the hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was continuously in a state of worry. Hosen worried about about mankind and worried what will happen to them on that day. So this will be a very, very difficult and hard day that people will have to face. It will be a day قلوب يومئذ واجفة. Kitne dil us din rakhte hain, and how many hearts on that day, that is plenty, plenty hearts. The non-believers who are always in the majority, their hearts will be shaking. Like sometimes we get a shock of something and the heart shakes in the body. Or a person, he suffers from like ghabrahat. He just doesn't find peace wherever he is. He lies down, he doesn't find peace. He stands up, he doesn't find peace. In the house, he doesn't find peace. Outside the house, he doesn't find peace. Nowhere. He can go for the best holiday, he doesn't find peace. When the heart is in that condition, then this will be the day of Qiyamah. When hearts, plenty, plenty hearts will be like that. And the lesson for us to learn is, we must be afraid of the day of Qiyamah. But the thing is, we must save ourselves from all those things which will cause this. And on the other hand, for the righteous and the pious, according to their level of piety and righteousness, they won't suffer these consequences. Everyone will be treated according to his state. Absaruha khashia, unki aankhe jhuk rahi hogi, and the eyes will be cast down. They won't want to face the consequences also. Like a person, when he knows what the consequences will be, when we speak to our children, when they did something wrong, we see their eyes are just down. They don't want to lift up their eyes also. So like that on the day of Qiyamah, for those people, and this is especially for all those people who denied the day of Qiyamah, who denied life after death, that there is nothing, like nothing going to happen in the qabr, nothing is going to happen, or there is no day of Qiyamah, we don't believe in all these things, these are all fairy tales, etc. And also at the present moment we should be very careful and see who we are following. People who are following like the modernists, the liberals, and we know the recent event with the comedian, what he said, finally, and this is still nothing, what more they're going to say. And if we're following in that path, we will be also swallowed in that way. And if we follow what the ulama, the true ulama tell us, then our iman will be safe. We will be saved. Otherwise, without us realizing, like people who get others on drugs, they give them a small little dose first, little bit, free of charge also. Then slowly they get them where you cannot get off it now, finally. And you start promoting it eventually. So we have to be very careful in our present day environment and see that who we are following, and just not blindly follow those people who are free thinkers, those people who want entertainment. The entertainment will cost us our iman. We can see where this entertainment has gone to already, now we see it. And where still it's going to take us, only Allah knows. May Allah open our eyes, and especially for our children, our youngsters, who get mixed up with all these things. May Allah protect our iman, and may Allah protect our akhirat, our qabr. That is the most important. May Allah help us and be merciful to us.